Five, four, three, two, one. You're listening to Flowing with the Famous, the All Fresno Podcast, with me, Joshua Teague, a.k.a. Famous Whitewater, and as always, Mike C. of the Dorktown Network of Podcasts. Mike, how are ya?
I am great, Josh. Great
very
to be back.
Well, very well. It and, is.
And we were actually
had kind of a weird hiatus.
Yeah, right.
Hiatus for us, not for the listeners, because they still had a podcast, but we did our little joint podcast with Craig Chardon and Paul Swearinger. Paul, did I get that right?
Yeah.
Man, that was so fun. That was a lot of fun.
It was nice to be on somebody else's and let them deal with it.
Right. To have them do all the stuff.
Hey, you guys do the stuff. We're going to hang out, talk about what we want.
Right.
You guys do the stuff.
And I felt like they did a pretty good job. I mean, you know, we just talked about food the whole time, it felt like, but whatever.
That's what we all like talking about.
It is. It kind of is. So that was last month's, and
me and Ed's. Oh my god!
Cool. Me and Ed's. For those who haven't listened to that podcast, there was a whole thing about me and Ed's, and there was this kind of back and forth about whether or not me and Ed's is good pizza. And me and Ed's, once the thing got posted and was on Twitter and stuff, me and Ed's like they got involved. They have a good
social. Whoever does their Twitter does a nice job.
Yeah, yeah. So, and you know, so we may be getting some pizza.
They said
at
they
some
would.
Point.
Yeah, and then I was like, yeah, cool. They're gonna up. Just like I thought it was gonna be easy. Like oh, they'll just order us a couple pizzas and they'll come to the garage. Yeah. Yeah. And then I was like, well, then they started with the whole setup and blah, blah, blah. I was like, nah, never mind.
Oh, so we got to do something.
Like, yeah, we got to be like, yeah.
We got to go. I would be totally cool with doing a podcast from a Me and Ed's at some point.
Sure.
If we get some free pizza. So.
Sure. Why not? All right. We're easy.
Yeah, I mean, whatever. free food. I'm all about free food. Look, I have another podcast, an Aikido podcast. And for some reason, the Aikido listener, the people who are into Aikido, they like to send us gift cards to go eat to places. So we've been to like P.F. Chang's.
So the listeners of the show?
The listeners of the show. Nice. And like, so we have like a Patreon account. And people give us money to kind of run the show or whatever. But these are like just other people who randomly feel it in their heart.
Niche podcasting has its benefits, bro.
It's ridiculously cool.
The Perfect Pour has people on our Patreon that give us money. We buy beer and stuff. So
So it's really cool. Anyway, I don't even know.
Tangent.
It is. We are in March. Somehow February.
Marching through.
And March is a pretty nice month in Fresno. Right. There's some cool events and stuff coming up.
It's still been chilly. About, so. Like waiting for my
lots
warm up.
Of rain.
We had a lot great rain year, great snowpack year.
Just
which
a
is
few,
all that matters.
I don't know what maybe.
Haven't had the
last week, the week before. There was a possibility of snow.
Yeah,
Fresno, really.
Well,
probably partly.
No,
there was
enough of a chance to like think about it at least.
There was enough of a chance that the National Weather Service like came out and said, "Look, we're not wanting to get people excited about the possibility of snow, but there's the possibility."
Yeah, it didn't so really. People, yeah. I was watching and I had a mix at the house. Like it was just for about 20 minutes. I had it was a mix, but it was very small.
A mix of
snow and rain.
Oh, no.
Yeah. But so real subtle. And you had to be a nerd like me, like really hard
to even be able to figure it out.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Most people would have just went, that's sleet or something.
Yeah. They would have been like, this is snow.
Okay.
But I was like, I'm a believer. So I'm like, that's snow. Like,
it's snow. Oh, my God. It's snowing. Yeah, which is kind of weird. And then it's just been raining, like, really a lot, which is kind of nice.
Mm-hmm.
when you know you get to wake up to the sound.
My sprinkler system hasn't been on for months.
That's really nice. We need that.
Yeah.
We need that. Cool. All right. So I don't know.
Let's get into something.
What are we going to talk about? You got.
Let's do something.
Do it. Do it. You're the one.
Oh boy.
You're the keeper of secrets.
So. Do we need to talk about?
I loved it.
I almost forgot until you reminded me. Our Northeast, the Northeast, the councilman in the Northeast. What?
How could you forget?
You know what? It's easy to. I mean, the dude's so ridiculous. It's sort of you know. I mean, to waste time thinking about him.
So Fresno City Council. Well. But you did. You wasted a lot of time.
I did.
So the Fresno City councilman, and we're talking, of course, about, and now I'm totally...
Gary Bredefeld.
Gary Bredefeld, thank you. Gary.
GB.
And he kind of went on, this weird rant. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It's probably not weird at all for him. Right. Or if you know him or have listened to what he's saying before, it probably wasn't at all weird. But he went on this rant talking about lots of things, partial birth abortions, that whole thing, mm-hmm. Toxic masculinity, on and on and on. It was poor. This really just kind of crazy
the poor back and white forth male.
With all... Yeah, I mean, with people poor for like, male. I don't know, it was just, it was to the point where I was trying to follow all the various threads, Twitter threads. This was all on Twitter, by the way,
right.
For those listening. I was trying to follow all the Twitter threads, and I just could not, oh, and it's really funny. So then I'm scrolling through his feed right now, and uh-oh. I see.
What's he into today?
I see, no, this is from February 6th, oh, but, okay. He is saying that the Fresno Bee has no journalistic integrity because we left out part of his quote in the story, which I don't believe was the case. But anyway, so he was saying all sorts of things that, you know, depending on what side of the issue you were on, it seemed a little bit crazy.
Yeah.
Especially coming from a guy who is a psychologist, and then he's talking, you know, he's saying things like, you know, toxic masculinity, essentially saying toxic masculinity doesn't exist, or that it's a joke, that it's some sort of fake whatever, mm-hmm. even though, you know, psychologists kind of understand and believe that it is. So here's one of the tweets that kind of got him in trouble. Language is being used by leftist extremists to promote their radical agenda. Right to choose equals kill unborn. Pay your fair share equals steal our money. Gun control equals take our guns. Toxic masculinity equals neuter men. Please don't insult people who see through this nonsense. Be better than that. And so that was a reply to someone. Anyway, he just went on and on. And then at some point... I just remember you really, like, jumped in on it and were like, hey, man, at what point does the city have some responsibility to, like,
I didn't even
tell
get
this
at,
guy, like,
I didn't even get at him. It was a subtweet, and I was just like, you know, basically just saying it to people that are kind of paying attention. Like at some point, you know, he's an employee of the city. His constituents, I get, you know.
He was voted in there.
His paycheck. The city of Fresno signs it, I believe. So he's an employee of the city. So, and he's out there publicly just doing this just random non sequitur stuff that has nothing to do with his job. And it's just like
to a lot of people kind of could make the city of Fresno look.
Right,
a little bit, and that was a little bit backwards.
That's sort of, I mean, that the past few years, that's sort of been something that pokes me.
Has irked you, right? You were triggered. I mean,
I don't like.
Triggered.
I'm just sort of done with the city, with the backwoods stuff that happens within the city of Fresno.
Right, right.
When it
right,
gets out to the public like that. And then I'm like, come on, guys. We're in California. Let's be adults. Can we be adults? And he was not being an adult, and he was just and just like, can the city do something here? Because you just have this rogue councilman just spouting out nonsense, and can they at least like bring him in the office the next morning and say, Gary, man,
hey man,
it's public forum, bro. Come on, can you just not do that? Or
Well, and so, you know, yeah, I could read all these tweets, and for those who are interested, you should just go on your on Twitter, look for Gary Bedefeld, and you can do it yourself.
And my analogy, which may be flawed, but is that if I'm running the register at Save Mart and I have a customer come through, and I just start going, you know, all this abortion stuff. You're not one of those aborters, are you?
You're not one of those
killers, are you? I mean, the customer would be like, excuse me? Like, what do you... the manager would pull me off the floor and be like, you got to go home today, bro, and think about what you're doing. I'm just like, can somebody pull him aside here?
Pull him off the floor.
Yeah, pull him off the floor. You know, hashtag pull him off the floor.
It gets to that point, you know, a lot of people that I was talking to, you know, they were like, well, I think he may very well, and he actually made this point in one of his tweets that, you know, there was a large percentage of people who voted him back in, and they know the kind of person he is. So this whole thing, I forgot, like, not all of it, but part of it, the part that, like, I first saw it was this was around Super Bowl time, and this little kid asked Tom Brady like who his hero was, and Tom Brady was like, my hero's my dad, whatever. Mm-hmm. And so Gary Bredefeld says, in responding to a little boy's simple question, Tom Brady demonstrates why fathers are so important in their child's lives. Okay, which is okay, awesome, right? That sounds like a totally. And then semicolon, toxic masculinity is a pathetic joke. Well, what? Like, what? Where did that, you know? So anyway, and then it just kind of devolves from there. So I just thought it was interesting. The whole thing was interesting. And the Fresno Bee ended up doing a couple stories, I think, on it, or at least one, because he was getting some flack about it. And I think rightfully so.
Mm-hmm.
And then I saw your tweets and, you know, some people kind of getting on to you about it as if
and then there's like this argument like, well, it's free speech, it's America, right?
Free, you can say it is America. Yeah,
it is, but like it doesn't mean you can just say anything without retribution,
there should be some sort of repercussion. And I think the repercussion is and hopefully the repercussion is that you know, when he has to come up for re-election, there are a group of people or several groups of people that run against him, and hopefully he will, and people will be able to use these things and go, hey, remember when he did this? Remember when he did this? Remember when, you know, he made a big deal out of the kneeling NFL guys? Remember when in God we trust on the, you know,
he's bringing these topics in, you know, they're right wing topics, but like, It shouldn't have mattered if they were left wing topics too, and these accountsmen, it's like these just bringing in these things that have nothing to do with the city, and these are national issues that have nothing to do with running a district in a small city. Right. So it's just
So keeping on the politics topic, let's talk a little bit about the there's a special election happening in your neck of the woods, your district, for Fresno Council Supervisor.
Mm-hmm.
This is a special election, and there are several people that are going. This is actually going to be Tuesday, so if this goes up on Monday, people who are listening have a day if they live in, I think it's in the second district, Fresno's second district. And it's the supervisor's race, and Steve Brandow is running. There's a few people running. I was going to look it up so I can, like, speak about it intelligently, but I may not be able to, so.
Me neither. I just know it's Brandow and Nazarene.
As Nazarene Johnson, and there's another, there's three people that are in it. I don't know. I know that Steve Brandow has been, you know, also getting some flack from people recently for, you know, things that he said in the past and just his overall thing. So let's see. We have Steve Brandow. So this is, it is Fresno City. It is the second district of the Fresno County Board of Supervisors District 2. And Steve Brandow, Steve Hosey, who is a former Major League Fresno Baseball State player.
I know he's a Fresno State baseball player.
Yeah.
I mean,
he was in the Major League for a little bit.
Minors, and maybe he did. Was it the Mets?
Yeah. Oh, it says he was the Mets. Yeah. And then Nazarene Johnson, who is a, I can't remember exactly what she does, but I think she maybe is a, like, works in the nonprofit world. And she is the, she's the one that Fresno B has endorsed, mm-hmm. if that means anything to you.
Fake.
So, you know, I bring that up mainly just to say nothing. Yeah, mainly just to say people should go out and vote, you know, if you at all think that these things are important, you should definitely go out and vote and make your voice heard, whoever you decide to vote for. So,
right.
All right. I can't vote, so.
Oh.
I mean, I can vote.
One time legally, I can vote, maybe.
Just not in this particular thing here. But so let me, I can actually bring this up. Yeah, so Tuesday is the special election.
I'll be interested, like, there can't be as many polling places open. Like, it can't be like a normal election day, right? I think.
No, because it's a special election. I think it's just specifically for this. So, and any candidate who receives more than 50% of the vote will win. If none, then there's going to be a runoff June 4th. So, you know, I think that's probably what we're hoping and looking for, or a lot of people are hoping and looking for, is that, you know, there'll be that runoff. But I think, you know, for most people, and I could be completely wrong about this, but I think a lot of people are assuming that Steve Brandow will win just because of the area and the name recognition, because he is a councilman already. So,
we'll see. Yeah.
All right. So that's on Tuesday. Also on Tuesday, just as an FYI, Kids Day comes out. So watch out on the street.
Be safe, everyone.
If
be
you
safe.
Are out, be safe. Don't run.
I'm gonna have I'm gonna have a kid out there too, so it's worrying the
hell
out of me.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Really?
She better stand the curb.
She better stand
that curb. Don't get off that curb.
Well, don't tell me. Tell her.
Well, somebody better get out there. Watch that curb.
I will also be out there selling papers. I'm going to be at
be careful of the curb, Josh.
Olive in Van Ness is where I'm always at, and I will be careful of
good.
That curb.
It freaks me out, man. There's just many freaking people you know, running around in the traffic getting dollar bills, and
right.
It's just,
well, you know what's
me
crazy
out, man.
Right, and you would think that that there would be, that every year it would just be like craziness and people would get, you know, but I have been doing it for the last several years, like 3 or 4 years. Mm-hmm. And I don't seem to remember there ever being any incidents of anything happening, really. You know, I think people just realize that it's going on and pay attention enough you know, the people who are selling papers are paying attention, and the people who are buying the papers pay enough attention. And of course, all that money goes to Valley Children's Hospital, which is a good cause. And anyone who has had a child, let me ask you, because you had a child. You ever go to Valley Children's?
We did once. We went to the emergency room one time. So
yeah, everyone. I'm almost positive that anyone who has a child or knows someone who has a child has had some experience with Valley Children's Hospital. So it really is a good cause.
We're lucky to have it here. I wish it wasn't on the Madera side, but
It's close.
Yeah, it's close. Yeah, it's
close enough.
Fresno without being Fresno as you can get. So
right. Yeah. All right. By the way,
we're over there in that area, Valley Children's. Have you seen all the stuff that, like, Avenue 15 and 41? And that
I have not.
Well, there's the one on 12 and 41, which has been up for a couple of years, I guess, now. And it keeps growing. But the one out on off of 15 and 41 is insane. It's its own town going out there. If you haven't been out there, you'll be like, what the hell's going on out here?
What have they got
just
out
a
there?
Whole just new development and schools and like I don't think the shopping centers are up yet, there's gonna be a Dust Bowl is gonna be out there. It's gonna be a whole thing. Well, all the developers, the sprawl that the developers just lust after is happening out there.
Fuck you, Fresno. Yep. We're on to Madera now.
I don't think there's any Granville stuff out there. That's the whole problem.
The semis
are just bitter as hell that it's not them out there.
God damn it. We need to get in on that.
I want them tasty on that open fields.
Dust Bowl money.
Tangent.
That's what we're all about here.
Grizzly's new look. What do you think? Are you okay with it?
Yeah, I'm totally cool with it. I think it's cool. I think the uniforms are really awesome. There's some people with the red pants they were not so much about, but I think it's cool. I think the tacos uniform works really well with what they're doing. I think it's great. I like it.
I saw it, I was like, I don't know about this. I was kind of disappointed. I was like, this is not working for me. And then the next day I go back to it and I'm like,
it grew on you, right?
I'm kind of liking this now. And then now I'm like, yeah, it's cool. I gotta go get a shirt. I gotta go get a hat. Yeah. I'm all about it now.
I do like the refresh. I mean, I think so. The uniforms themselves, like, you know, whatever. But I really do like the logo, the refresh logo and all that stuff. I think it looks cool. There was one of the hats I was actually looking at, and like, I don't know, I would never buy it, but that
Josh in a baseball cap.
In a baseball hat, right? Yeah,
feel right.
but I thought it was cool, and I was like, oh yeah, that's really awesome. And the taco uniforms, I think, look really nice. So
I want to get one.
I think people were kind of, you know, a little frightened by it, but
yeah, and they went since we're just sort of a revolving door for franchises here,
right?
They're just like, you know what? Screw it. This is what our logo is. I don't care if we're the Nationals or not.
Right. Yeah,
this is what it is now, people, and just deal with it. And
I think that's always been their thing. You know, I think once when the Giants went away, I think they just quickly realized, like, you know, screw it. We are the Grizzlies. That's it. You know, we are the Central Valley. We are Fresno. You know, whoever, you know, we might have whatever affiliate we have, but we're always going to be Central Valley first and pushing that forward. So, no, I think it's cool, man.
Yeah.
I'll
be in that team store shortly enough getting something.
Yeah. Very, very good. And everyone else should too. Go buy yourself some Grizzly stuff. Be a real Fresno.
Yeah.
Be a real friend.
For some Fresno State baseball stuff. Fresno State baseball is going on right now. So I need to get for the new Fresno State baseball.
Does anyone care about Fresno State?
I do.
Oh, okay. I don't know anything about it. I mean, they did that, they got that national championship that year. That was really cool.
Since and, then, they're just
softball kinda, has always been kind of pretty great, good, right? Yeah. They've always been, you know, they're always right there. So was it? I did not know this. I think it's Tom Brady. Was it Tom Brady?
Mm-hmm. Tom Brady's
sister. I believe Tom Brady's sister played at Fresno State. Was it Tom Brady's sister?
Cousin? Yeah, it was Tom Brady's.
If it was Tom Brady's
aunt,
It
was Tom Brady's relative.
Hold on.
Who was a softball star at Fresno State, and he used to come here as a kid and watch her play. His sister.
Okay, there you go.
And
it's his sister.
Okay.
And he used to come watch her play.
Tony Diodato has a story about him, longtime radio star, Tony Diodato, about interviewing his sister and having Brady was there, you know, as a kid.
He was there. And being a little shit.
Yeah, probably. I'm a big radio star. I'm on the radio for Big Shop. That's what he was like.
Oh. Anyway, yeah. So, I thought that was something
he talked about it during the Super Bowl.
That's something that I found out during the Super Bowl. I was like, oh my God, crazy, Fresno State, huh? And then everyone's like, yeah, dude, we knew that like 100 years ago.
I already knew it, bro.
What else is happening?
All right, let's venture in. We're getting near to the end of the episode, so we got a lot of music stuff to talk about.
So first thing, and I'm going to pull it up here.
All right.
Grizzly Fest announced its lineup. What you've seen it.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I don't know anymore, dude.
You're an old man.
Yeah.
Hold on. Let me go. Did you see the fake lineup that someone put out?
Yes.
You know, someone did one of those like faux right. lineups. And it was like...
There was even one reference in there I didn't get that you're just like, oh, that was spot on. I was like, oh, I don't know that.
You're like, oh my God, I'm too old.
Like, man, I'm really old. And Josh is getting stuff. I'm like, and I'm not. I'm
all
like,
day long. Fine. Yeah. I thought it was great. All right, so I'll just read off some of these and you can tell me.
These are the real bands.
This is the actual band. So it is, just for reference for people, it's going to be Saturday, May the 4th. That's Star Wars Day.
Mm-hmm.
And then Sunday, May the 5th, and that's Cinco de Mayo. So on the 4th, we have Portugal the Man, Schoolboy Q, he's a rapper, Ziggy Marley, Tribal Seeds, Saba, Shahid, I don't know, it's S-H-A-E-D, I don't know. Holland, who I believe is a Christian singer, Planet Asia, Patrick Contreras, Cloudship, Seiji, Macondo, Fatty Cakes, and then a bunch of Fatty Cakes and the Puff Pastries, and then a bunch of
Fatty Cakes,
they made and then a bunch. Oh yeah, and then a bunch of DJs, local DJs.
Mm-hmm.
So that's on the Saturday, and then Sunday you have G Easy, Young the Giant, Matt and Kim, Jesse Reyes, Mattis Yahoo, mm-hmm. the reggae rapper guy, the Jewish rapper, Fashion in Exile, Mark Bassi, Levin Kali, Tropa Magica, We Beasties, La Marcha, 40 Watt, they're going to be doing a Selena tribute, by the way, 40 Watt Hype, Pasagod, Kenneth Page, and then again, there's all these... DJs. So, you know, at first blush, what do you think?
Sounds awesome. Solid.
There's okay.
Because I know everything you just said.
There's no Snoop Dogg, you know. There's no...
yeah.
I mean, it's definitely a younger, hipper lineup than last year. You know, I think last year definitely was more... with Snoop Dogg and Nas, you know, I think you were definitely playing to a bit of an older crowd. And I think this year they're really moving kind of the other way and getting some really young guys and kind of aiming for a young crowd. I think it's cool. It'll be interesting to see you know, how many people come out. I feel like their local contingent both days is just spot on, especially that Saturday. Mm-hmm. You have Planet Asia, Patrick Kateris, Cloud Chip, Seiji, Macondo, and Fatty Cakes. I mean, that would be a ridiculous lineup anyway.
Be a solid Fuse Fest lineup.
Solid Fuse Fest. I mean, yeah, ridiculous. And then, you know, the second day they got the Wee Beasties, the La Marcha, they're going to do this Selena tribute, and 40 Watt Hype, and then these three sort of rapper guys, local rappers. I don't know. I think it's good. I think they did a really good job of getting those locals in. I think they did a good job of building that top end with some good headliners. A lot of people are into Young the Giant. A lot of people are into Matt and Kim. G-Eazy sold out the last time he was in town. He played at the Sound Arena.
What?
And he played at Sound Arena maybe like last year, I think, or the year before. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, it was like almost 8,000 people showed up. So it was one of the first sellouts that the Sound Arena had in like however many years. Mm-hmm. They had like, because Santana played that same year, they had Santana and G-Eazy and another show, and all three shows sold out, and it was like a, you know, the best year that the Sound Arena had.
Yeah.
And he's only more popular now than he was back then, so I think, you know, I definitely think that's going to be good. And then Portugal the Man is huge. You know, Ziggy Marley is, I don't know. I think it's good. I'm excited. I think, you know, it's not exactly the lineup, you know, that I personally would have liked to have seen. And you know, I've talked with the promoter a lot, and, you know, heard some of the acts that he was trying to get, and also heard some of the prices that those people are charging. And I think that's the thing people don't realize is, you know, they just think like, oh, we could get whoever.
Yeah.
But it's like,
yeah, they think of like, you know, like, oh, I have an idea for this band.
Right,
just get
right.
that band. Well, I just thought about this band. So just get them. You guys weren't, you know, thinking about that band, were you?
They were looking at the like, you know, Kendrick Lamar, let's say, or Chance the Rapper, you know, and those guys want like $1 million.
Yeah.
Like $1 million just to come and, you know, and it's like, how do you justify it, you know? Mm-hmm. And it's like, for this festival at least, we're not there yet. So then they have to scale back and they go, okay, so who's the next level? And I think G-Eazy is probably that one level down.
Yeah.
From that. So, you know, and again, this is the, you know, this will be the second year that they're at Woodward Park. It'll be the third or fourth year overall. And so it's just, it's going to grow, you know, and you have to remember that even, you know, like Bottle Rock, which is a pretty up in Napa, is a pretty huge festival now, but they lost a crap ton of money in their first, you know, 5 years before they really were able to become established. So, anyway, that's happening May 4th and 5th. Also happening.
Yes.
Also, the other thing that was announced was the Fres Yes lineup, which I think is our, correct me if I'm wrong, I don't want to speak out of turn for you. But I feel like it's the favorite Fresno annual event.
You're right. You're right.
Okay. It's so much fun every year.
Yeah.
And I wish it was named differently.
Yeah.
Do you really? What would they call it though? I don't know. Okay. Are you mad?
No.
Because I kind of feel like they got. They're suffering for something that's not their fault. Because they had that, they did it. They were on the front end of it, you know. Mm-hmm. And now people use Fres Yes all the time, and we kind of, you know, we've talked a lot about how ha 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 dumb it is. But what would you rather call it? What should it be called?
I don't know. Clovis Fest.
Clovis.
In Fresno. That's in Fresno.
They, They have that Clovis too. Fest.
Oh, okay. Balloon Festival.
So anyway, this thing, this year's festival is happening on the 23rd of March, and it's up there at Tioga Sequoia. And again, it's at their beer garden there on Fulton. It's a free thing, and it happens kind of all day. So
locking Fulton off.
Get there early. Oh yeah, it's gonna be a big event. Yeah, so they're blocking Fulton off again, and they're bringing in some people. So let me give you a rundown, and then we'll take our music break here.
All right.
So headlining the whole thing.
I've been waiting for this music break, Josh. Let's go.
Yeah. So headlining the whole thing is Fashawn, you know. So Fashawn is doing his thing there, and he is just, he's huge. And even right now he's headlining this, I can't remember what the thing is called. It's like the Starting Five, I think it's called. And it's like the five guys from Nas's record label, and it's a big deal. So he's going to be coming back, and he's going to be killing it.
Nice.
And I think he's going to do like a special, I think he's going to be doing a special set. I think it's either at this or at Grizzly Fest. I can't remember which one he's going to be doing. It might be at Grizzly Fest that he's doing the Boy Meets World album front to back. I think it's actually at Grizzly Fest.
All right.
But because it's like the 10-year anniversary of the album being dropped, I think. And so it's a big thing. Anyway, so for Sean. The 1800s are also playing. I know that you love 1800s.
Yeah, 1800s.
Okay. They have the what is their genre that they're
surf. Ghost surf.
Ghost surf. Come on, how did I know that? You're the one who coined it.
I know. I know it. Ghost surf.
Rockville is going to play. That's Vince Warner, who's a longtime musician, done a bunch of stuff here. He's going to be playing. His band's playing. Deja Blues, so that's the blues band from Don Heflin. He's the president of the Central Valley Blues Society. They're the guys who did that weekly jam for forever.
Talk about that real quick, though, before.
Oh, okay.
I didn't mean to derail this, but that how they're not putting out the newsletter anymore, the Central Valley Blues Society?
Let's talk about that. We'll talk about that in a second.
Okay.
So Deja Blues is playing. Boom Boom Brady is playing. And then The Box. So, and actually let's go back to Boom Boom Brady. They're going to be the band of the episode.
All right.
No, they're just a really cool band. They're, fairly new, and they do that whole, blues rock kind of thing. We have a lot of that around here, and I think they do it very well. They played the Grizzly Fest last year, and, yeah, I think they're cool. I like them. So.
All right.
Now, let's talk about
to look out for.
Yeah, so, and that's on March 23rd for anyone who wants to go. There is other stuff happening besides music. Obviously, it's a beer festival, so you know Tioga Sequoia is going to have a bunch of stuff. I also hear
lots of booths.
Lots of booths. And then I heard that Zach's Brewery is going to be getting in on the game.
Zach's is doing a private event. That okay. Not private to like or a ticketed.
You
event.
Can get in, but it's a ticket. You gotta pay. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because it's because they're a small operation.
They don't want to get overrun.
Family operation, and they just can't afford to get overrun. So
right.
They have
which
to,
would happen.
So they have right. So they have to keep it to where they know how many people are going to be coming in and out, and that's why. So if you see that, don't expect to go and just be able to walk into Zach's like normal.
Well,
it's going to be a ticketed thing.
Can
into
you
Zach's.
Correct me if I'm wrong? Rudy Paris is going to be playing.
Yeah,
is that what I hear?
Yeah, Rudy Paris and yeah.
So
that's a big act to be playing in there.
Let me tell you, Rudy Paris. I just saw him Friday at the Crystal Palace down in Bakersfield. Dude is legit. Like he is.
Dang.
He's the real deal. So, go see that. All right. Now.
So yeah. So just think about that. Don't get freaked out that you're like, well, no, I can't get in here. You already know. You already know that Zach's is a ticketed event within the Fresno. So it's like a festival within the festival.
In the festival, yeah. And it, you know, it's probably worth the money maybe just to go in and get away from all the people too.
Right.
And
it's not, don't get mad at Zach's. It's not a thing. It's not something to make money. It's a thing that, so that they can keep the doors open or, you know, so they can run the business all day and not get completely just,
because I mean, seriously, yeah, you would be overwhelmed. I mean, they would just be destroyed otherwise and run out of beer within an hour or whatever. So.
Right.
So let's talk about the Central Valley Blues Society.
Yeah, what happened here? Gosh.
Well, so they've been around for a long time, like 20 years, and they are the guys that they ran that weekly jam that happened just about every place. Like, it was at every venue. So it was like at Porky's and Crossroads and Audie's. And then, you know, I feel like maybe they're kind of, they have like a curse. And if they play at your venue gets shut down or whatever. That's kind of how I feel. Yeah. But along with that, they also had this website where they had a weekly like events calendar, and it was like really awesome and really extensive and up to date. And I think the dude who ran it just, you know, he just been doing it for 17 years and it was a lot of work, and more people weren't, you know, sending him stuff. They, you know, social media makes it so easy for people just to do their own thing. And so he would have to like go to each of the individual venues or artist page and track down their events. And it was just,
ooh, boy, does that sound familiar, Josh?
It doesn't, it? And so they finally called it quits, and they had a concert, I think on Sunday, tonight, just kind of as a thank you and whatever, a free thing at Fulton 55. So it's kind of, in some ways, it's a loss, I think, for the scene, just in that, you know, that was a resource that people could use, and it's gone now. But I think they're going to still be doing, you know, promoting shows and still like giving some of that information out on their Facebook page. Mm-hmm. But it won't be like the website that they ran before. So there it is. Those guys did a whole lot, though, man. I mean, I feel like those guys.
Cheers to them doing that.
Cheers to them. Yeah, and you know, I get it, man. I get it. We understand that it's a tough thing to do, and like week to week to put something like that together for 17 years, that's pretty impressive. So
yeah, really impressive.
Good on them. All right, what else?
What else? Rogue Fest. Have you got any Rogue Fest things?
I got so much Rogue Fest. There's this
I'm
whole
so
Rogue
Festing. It's you don't
no,
even know.
I mean, I didn't really go to the Rogue Fest this year, and I'm not even sure how much I'm going to get because I just have a lot of other things happening. But it did happen, and there are some really good shows out. I would suggest you going and seeing Jaguar Bennett's show. I would suggest you go seeing Shane Scurvy Spears' show. There's a group called Figmentally that everyone is talking about, and a couple of other people. But there's also, there was a little bit of controversy that was happening that, I don't want to get into it right now too much because I haven't really tracked it all down and been able to figure out exactly what's going on. Mm-hmm. But there could be, you know, I'm probably going to end up writing a story about it. So that's something to look out for. But for the most part, I would say, you know, I think it's another good year for them, and they seem to be having the good crowds, and there's a lot of good shows. There's a lot of things that I'm probably not going to get to see that are going to make me sad, but what are you going to do?
So, I mean, it's...
You only have a limited amount of time, and I'm busy doing a bunch of other projects myself that I'm trying to get ready for. So
there's probably, you know, you're in the upper echelon of amount of Rogue Fest of things you've been to over the years.
Yeah, right. Sure.
Shouldn't feel bad about that.
But I definitely, like, I think I've heard that several people have walked out of Jaguar shows.
Oh.
And so that makes me want to see it.
Now I got to see it.
And
I am walking out.
So Shane Spears is doing a show called Pop Culture Jihad, which I think just would be really cool. And there's a couple of out of towners. Blake Jones is doing another show where he's doing a show where he wrote five new songs and then he's playing five songs that other people wrote, like friends of his in the scene or whatever. So I really kind of want to see that because I'd like to see how – so it's him and Tom McGill, another local musician, and they're doing these songs together. And I just I'd really like to see that. So that's happening at the record store. So
The Tower Records.
Yeah, Tower District Records. So let's
check out Blake's show for sure.
Yeah, check out. I mean, that's if that's one of those shows. Like Blake has done. I think every year, every road,
you know, he says something new, like something different.
Right. And he also he always has a really cool, different, unique idea, you know. So last year he did this thing with his daughter, that's really was like about, you know, art and stuff. And then 2 years ago he did the kind of, I think it was 2 years ago he did the like roundtable discussion about music scene history or whatever, and brought in all these cool guys. So he's done a lot of cool stuff, and that's definitely one I would go see. So
yes.
And then if you go to festivalbeat.com, I put together a little story that has like seven choices, just different things that I think I thought were sounded cool or whatever. So,
Also something I think I've seen in the Fresno Bee, you got to throw some axes.
Oh, man.
That work.
It was the most fun. Maybe.
Fresno
like, the
has
most fun
axe throwing.
So Fresno has an axe throwing place. It's called Bad Axe. It's where Stevens Bicycles used to be, right there in the tower.
Oh, okay.
On the Palm Avenue.
Palm and Shields.
Palm and Shields. And it is, you go in there and they teach you how to throw an axe. And it is really a lot of fun. I just got to do the really quick version, which is, you know, like probably 5 minutes or whatever. But the guy totally taught me how to throw an axe. And, you know, here you go. And so... you can go in groups or by yourself, and you know they have different options or whatever. It's a national chain, so they have, I think they have 30 or so different places all across the country, and it's bigger other places than it is here in California. But you know they're looking to expand it to California. They came to Fresno, and I think it's really cool. I only went for the story, and there's a video if you people want to see it at the Fresno Bee. But I want to go again because I think it'd be a lot of fun, and so I'm kind of planning to go with some friends fairly soon. I think it's really cool. So it's interesting because
because
Sam Hansen from the Grizzlies, you know, I don't know actually if he was – I don't think I actually saw him bitching specifically about axe throwing, but I think he has bitched about it before, and because he had the whole Ninja Star thing, the Ninja Star throwing, which is a very similar idea.
Right.
And so I think I want to say I saw him somewhere just sort of being like, come on, guys.
Why I already had this idea. Like, now it's
why
cool.
Why does it take someone?
Somebody
right,
else.
It take someone
somebody
from
out of
out.
Town thought about it. Now
right,
it's
come
cool.
in, then everyone's like all about it. But truthfully, Ninja Stars are more fun to throw. But still, if you want to go throw an axe, you can do that. And I think it's badaxethrowing.com or something like that
go.
If you want to look it up. Yeah.
There you go.
Or you can just
great,
go to Fresno
great for
Bee.
Your next drunk birthday party.
Yes.
Group.
But you got to drink before you
bachelor
go in,
party.
If you're going to drink at all because they don't have liquor or nothing there.
probably smart.
For, you know, insurance.
Probably
purposes.
Tough to get past the council. Unless you're a mini mart with.
Right.
Unless, you know, you're in an area where you're only supposed to have 9 alcohol licenses, and you go ahead and allow like 15. Because
where would that be?
Downtown, bro. That's
maybe
what I'm
like
hearing.
At Van Ness and one
Belmont or something.
Yeah, Van Ness and Belmont. There's a new thing going in. It's insane.
And it's
we have a lot of. I think it's a gas station actually that they're putting in, but it'll be. It will have a liquor license, you know, to sell, and people are kind of
Apparently, it's that that area has more liquor licenses than they're supposed to. And somehow probably, it just gets through. Like, I don't understand how that gets through.
Because, I mean, I think it's probably just there's no one there. Like, in other places, you know, because what it just takes is neighbors or whatever to say no,
mm-hmm.
right? And so a lot of these places, I don't think there are neighbors to say no, or the neighbors just, they don't know. Right. They don't, you know, they're not paying enough attention mm-hmm. for whatever reason to see that this thing is happening and go, oh, liquor license coming, I gotta, you know.
Right.
But I will say, I do remember when Fulton 55 was going in, people were really, there was some back and forth about that.
Yeah.
About, you know, whether or not they would have a liquor license, whether or not we really wanted that kind of an establishment in the neighborhood. And now looking at it, it's like, well, obviously that was a bonus to the neighborhood. Mm-hmm. And something like this, it's going to be a gas station. So that's actually kind of nice, at least for me, because it's like the road from my house.
Right. I think
so
a gas station really cool. is needed there.
But I don't really, the liquor part of it, you know, because there really are within that, mm-hmm. within like three blocks, there's one, two.
Oh, there's a ton around there, yeah.
Three, I mean, you know, there's three, there's one right there, like literally across the street, I think. So, mm-hmm. I mean, it's kind of crazy. So, but it is happening and it is getting built.
What the one speaking of gas station and Uh-oh. Things happening in gas stations, a positive one that we've got a legitimate line fest, like huge buzz, like start lining up early in the morning for food.
Oh, yeah.
Place this Mega Texas Barbecue.
Mega Texas Barbecue.
That's right. What it's called.
Yeah. It is in a gas station. On what's it on?
McKinley and like Fresno, I believe, something like
yeah.
that.
Yeah, so it's like at a gas station, and it's this barbecue place, and people are just like loving it. Like they're going.
They're
crazy
like
for
out
it.
Of
there's lines. I've seen pictures.
Matt,
yeah,
Matt from the Perfect Pour has gone a couple times, and they're just out like by you basically wait in line for about 45 minutes, and then. You just hope for the thing you want to still be there, and if not, you start, you know, going down the menu of what's left, and because they basically just run out of food by the end of lunch. They're out.
They just make out. They just make whatever. It's cool. It's crazy, man. That's gas stations are the thing now. You know, I think people are realizing. No, I think people are realizing like food places or whatever. They're just like, we don't have to be like a conventional restaurant where mm-hmm. people like sit down and like whatever. Like, people don't care about that necessarily anymore. Mm-hmm. So you can just be in a gas station or have a food truck or whatever. And if your food's good, people will come. You know, yeah. people will line up and buy it. Yeah. It's supposed to be really good. I have not had it. I have heard
several people who have made
several trips, you know, who have been there several times. So maybe I can get out there and report back.
Yeah, come on.
For next episode. Maybe.
See if I can get it done on the clock. So waiting in line would be like, well, this is cool. I'm getting paid.
Right. That's we already had someone went out there. And
oh, damn it.
We did a video.
You're not going to get away with that now.
And the whole thing, yeah. So, oops.
So check it out. Mega Texas.
Mega Texas.
If you like lime festing, fun, just like, woo.
Another one of these. And it's actually coming back to Tioga.
Oh, yes.
Is this the vegan brews and barbecue?
Mm-hmm.
Vegan, and it's like a vegan place, a southern...
Southern fried vegan, I think.
Southern fried vegan, that's it. There you go.
That's what's
and it's
called.
Coming, it will be at Tioga Sequoia the 9th of March, and... I had a friend
Insanely
who last time they
popular.
Came through. So last time they came through, it was kind of just it just happened. Like, I mean, I guess people knew. I didn't really hear about it until it was actually happening. You were there, right?
Yeah, I was. It's just by happenstance.
Just by accident.
I was like a Sunday afternoon that I had a couple hours.
It was a Sunday. That's right.
And I was like, oh man, this is cool. I got a couple hours to go, you know, relax and have a couple beers. And there's just this giant, like, Tioga was just filled with people. I'm like, what?
Right.
Why is it's 1 o'clock in the afternoon? Why are people at Tioga on a Sunday? And it, right. it turns out it was the Southern Fried Vegan thing. And it, the line was insane. I was like, what
yeah.
is this? I don't understand what's happening.
I had a friend who stood in line. I want to say he said he wait his it took him 3 hours to get food.
I believe and it,
he,
yeah.
And he said it was worth it. He was like, oh, yeah, it was worth it, like completely. So,
I guess so.
Anyway, they're coming back. So I don't know what to tell people about that. You know, look at their Tioga Sequoia page and
get there,
you
know, early
figure out
and
when you need to get there. Yeah, if you're all about it. I think this is a mark that Fresno, that there are a lot of people in Fresno who are looking like for vegan and vegetarian options, and there's not a whole lot that are out there that uh-huh. are really good. And so anytime that there is something that's really good,
everyone come out.
That they're just, yeah, that people just, they're,
they, yeah, they and it was it, definitely, you know, a vibe they really of like, it, so. I felt like I was like, everybody sort of, it's like when you go to something where you're a geek about it and you're sort of in with, yeah, everyone's, it feels like you're at home and like, oh yeah, right. I know all these people. And you, it's seeing people or whatever scene
right,
you're
right,
in.
Right. It's and, the and vegan
I, so yeah, I felt like I was in the middle of the vegan scene. I was like, oh, okay.
It's all the vegan. Yeah,
so like
the,
if you're true. A vegan, you saw each other there. You're like, hey, what's wrong? Right. So it's
we're
not eating
any
meat.
Other place in town.
And so
that's awesome.
So that's, anyway, I got that vibe from the, that.
Yeah,
I
yeah,
felt
yeah.
really, that was really cool to have something in Fresno where you have, you know, vegans having like a sort of like a, almost an impromptu festival
right.
because of these.
Well,
guys,
and so. Apparently they're coming back. So, people can look out for it. I think it'll be really cool. I'm excited for them. I probably won't go out there. I like, I like vegan food. Like, not, you know, I
don't
like,
want to stand 3 hours for vegan
I don't.
Food.
Well, right. And also, like, I also feel like a lot of times when, you know, there's vegan food, like, I don't want to take it from other people. Like, I don't want to stand in line and take some
food. Oh, yeah.
Food,
that's a good way to think about it. Yeah.
I could not eat. Like, I could eat whatever, so I don't want to. This is
right.
all for you.
Yeah,
you know?
That
is
a kind
for you, vegan people.
I think about
that.
That'd be
that's
pretty,
a
kind
move,
of a
man.
Dick move to be like,
right,
I love beef, but I'm going to eat this. I'm going to wait in line. Like, all you.
I'm going to wait in line.
And then, just, like, get, you know, like, the last of it, and somebody behind right. them is like, doesn't get any.
Right,
I'm
no.
like, woo, it's good vegan food.
Right. Because I have friends that are vegan and vegetarians, and I have definitely seen them, you know, like, just kind of have to suffer through
oh,
a lot of crap
it's,
to get
it's a lot.
Anything
I,
decent.
I always admire
and
anybody
so,
that's vegan or vegetarian because it's not easy. It's
right,
not like
right.
a fun
and,
alternative.
Right. right. And especially in Fresno, a lot of times it's so much of the stuff is so crappy. And you're just like, man, I wish.
There's
that
only
I could,
so many grilled cheese sandwiches. Or if you're vegan,
right,
you can't even
right.
have a freaking grilled cheese sandwich.
Right, right, right. There's only so many tomato, whatever.
yeah.
So. Anyway, so this is happening. That's March 9th again, and people should. I'm sure people will go out. I think it's going to be crazy again. Yeah. All right. All right,
that's pretty much. I think it's time.
I hope so because it feels like we've been talking for a lot.
Two.
Plug it up. I'm gonna let you start.
Oh, okay.
With the stuff that you. What do you got going on?
All the usual stuff. TheFresnan.com, my blog.
Okay.
I'm in the middle of writing one inspired by our last month's episode with the two guys talking Fresno about me and Ed.
Okay.
It's just a slightly different focused angle. We'll see how it turns out. But
very good. So
also,
look for that, everyone.
Also, all the other podcasts here in the Dorktown Network.
Yes.
Get off my
podcast. Wait.
Get off my podcast.
That's
the Harrison Ford show.
Yeah.
With Trent and myself, we talk about Harrison Ford. And right. then there's also Dorktown. We had a Dorktown since.
I think we're
going to go on a once a year schedule now. So
well, that's not bad. An annual episode. Yeah.
Who might be into that?
That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
We're there. We're happening. And of course, the Perfect Pour. Friday, a new episode of the
Perfect Pour. That's the moneymaker.
Makes all the big money. If you like beer at all, just guys having fun with craft beer, in particular indie craft beer.
I think that's a fun show. Mm-hmm. You got a lot of like little fun things that make it work.
Yeah, it might take you a few episodes to sort of get what's happening. You know, get the catch up, I guess.
You should by episode two, you should be fine.
Right. But if you just like people having a good time having drinks, then
you
should enjoy it, I think. I know of people that aren't beer geeks that listen and like it. So
yeah. It's one of those things. I sort of feel like this is the same way I feel about, you know, Mike Oz has that baseball card, old baseball card thing. Look, I don't care about baseball. I don't know about baseball. Yeah. I don't know about baseball cards. I watch that goddamn thing every single time he posts a video.
Yeah.
And it's so interesting. It's always great. It just gets me every time. I'm like, oh my God. And it's just perfect because it's like Mike is such a nerd about it. And he finds these other dudes
and he knows everything
about it. And he knows so much.
It's so rare that anybody knows something he didn't know.
Right. And he's just, and so it's so good. And I feel like the Perfect Pour is this exact same kind of thing where, you know, you guys are just really into it and there's so much knowledge between the three of you. So people should listen to that. All right. Anything else?
That's enough. What do you got going on, Josh?
No. Well, so I got all of my various musical aspirations that I have going on, but my various bands. So I have the AC/DC cover band, Big Balls. We have a couple of shows coming up this month in March. We have a show on the 15th of March at Fulton 55, and that's opening for Metalachi. So that's the metal mariachi band.
That's a big
open. That's a big show. Yeah, it's going to be a good one. And then at the end of the month, I want to say it's the 30th or the 31st. Hold on one second. Let me look. I can't remember the date. But we're playing out at AppCal for their Rockapalooza show, and they are gonna have we will be playing, and there will be a Billy Idol tribute band out there, and so that I think that's gonna be a really good show. I'm very excited about that because so it's the I missed it. Hold on one second. So March 30th, Rockapalooza, and that is at AppCal. It starts at noon, and there is a Billy Idol tribute band. The guy looks sort of like Billy Idol there. And then there's Shattered. That's the classic rock cover band. And then Big Balls. That's us.
Woo!
We're an AC/DC tribute. So that's happening. $17, $20 or whatever, and you can go. It's going to be a really good time. We have to play like an hour and a half or something like that, though.
Wow.
And so we're having to learn all sorts of new songs, and I'm like,
it's going to be that's your longest set ever.
It's a crazy set. We're going to do Shot Down in Flames, some other ones we haven't done before. So if you're a AC/DC fan, especially a fan of the Bon Scott era AC/DC, this is all for you. So that's happening. And then my other band, It'll Grow Back, one of my other bands, we're part of that 90s cover show that they do at Strummer's every year. It's called the 90s Slaughter.
Yeah.
And that is happening on the 16th.
Wait, is it all Slaughter songs?
No. They just call it that. That would be great.
Okay. They're confused. Songs. I saw that. I was like, wow, a whole night like of Slaughter songs, huh?
I wonder what the Slaughter Songs Josh is going to be thinking. They were a great band.
What Slaughter Songs would I do?
Well, I don't even know. Can you name a Slaughter song?
Yeah.
You can't. Hold on. I have to look at... No, I don't care enough to look it up. Anyway, so it's this show. It's a 90s cover show. They've been... This is actually the fifth year. And we are going to be doing songs from AFI, but 90s AFI, nice. Back when they were like hardcore, okay. When they were East Bay hardcore. So we're going to be doing that, and it's going to be a lot of fun. So that's on the 16th, and that's at Strummer's. And, you know, there's going to be a band doing Rancid, a band doing Bush. There's going to be another, some band that's going to be doing all... just 90s tunes, different 90s tunes. So yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. And very much looking forward to that.
Right.
And then...
podcast. You got another podcast.
I have another podcast. That is true. It is an Aikido podcast. So if you're into martial arts and specifically Aikido, although we talk about a lot of different stuff, it is called Aikido Discussed. And that's discussed as in discussion. And...
I'm disgusted with Aikido these days.
Right. There is the pun because, you know, there's some disgust that happens as well. But, and so that happens every week. You can find us on all your, you know, various podcast platforms. But that's been doing real well for us. Like I said, we get some people sending us some money. We have some patrons and paying for our hosting and all that other good stuff. So, we're very happy with it, and if you want to know about Aikido or at least our take on it, you can listen to it there. And then my day job at the Fresno Bee and FresnoBeehive.com. If you want to hear about a lot of the things that we talk about here,
it's all so fake, though. I mean, come on.
Well,
you just make up stuff.
That's people seem to think that's how it is. I mean, people really. I got this a lot actually in the last few days, and it's I think it shows sort of the disconnect there is with people. So doing a story, and as part of the story, doing a video, right? Because we are a digital media company, so we do video, right? So it's like, hey, yeah, we're here. We're going to be doing some video. Oh, video. How's that work? What do you guys have a blog? Like, yeah, we have a blog. Yeah.
We bought Fresno Famous a long time ago, bro.
That's called Fresno B-Dog. It's like people just, they think, because they're so stuck in the idea of a news bit that they can't see that, like, oh, yeah, there's other stuff we do. And some of that
stuff is... I was looking through the actual printed paper, the Sunday Bee, earlier.
Okay. Yeah,
my dad gets the Sunday paper, and he gave it to me. Uh-huh.
Very good.
So I like...
He passed it along.
Yep. Yeah. Oh, is that illegal? Can he legally do that?
No, it is. It is legal. And, you know, back in the day, that's how we would count readership. There was a certain amount. I can't remember what it was. But, you know, for every paper that we sold, we would assume that it would get seen by, I don't know, four people, whatever the number was, because people would do that same thing. Because, you know, we assume that, you know, for someone buying a paper or getting a subscription, they're not the only one looking at it, right? So there's going to be other people looking at it. So it'd be like, oh, you know, there's five eyeballs for every paper, whatever it is. So
I had I work in Madeira, and Madeira had a huge fire.
The huge fire. Which
the,
I was
one of
watching,
the oldest buildings in Madeira burnt down to the ground, basically.
From your feet.
Yeah,
and, you were the news.
You know what sucked about that is so many, because I was there like basically when it was happening, and so like almost the whole town was coming out, and so everybody was using their cell phones, so I could not get anything out for like a half an hour.
No service.
Everything was just so slow. So I'm just like, it's driving me crazy. I can't get anything out. But so anyway, the next day the Madeira Tribune has the, you know, the story, and it's all the front page and everything. And so I bought one, and because there's still some machines around town. And a guy, I was with a guy from Merck, and like I accidentally grabbed like four papers, and he's like, oh, just give me all. I'm like, no, because I said I'll buy one.
No.
I was like, no. I put them all back, then put the 50 cents in, took another one out, closed the door, put the 50 cents in, took another one out. So I just want to say,
look at you.
Didn't steal any papers.
All right. Very good.
The Tribune's only 50 cents. Madeira Tribune.
Well, there you go. I love
not
that.
Like
that's
the
a
bees.
Great,
bees like a dollar 25.
I think it went down again. Oh, I don't know. There, it's always crazy with the thing. But all right. Well, I
that's
think
good. That's a solid March.
That's pretty good. Pretty good March episode, and we'll be back with April. I don't even know. There's some cool stuff happening in April as well.
Perfect weather.
We'll talk about the weather then. How about that? I'm going to count us out. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
People missed this last one. They missed that.
It's true.